Goshen to you. Goshen to you, be holy. And the Parsha tells us what it takes. Lots of mitzvahs. So much of Ben Olam Chavero, Ben Olam Lamokom, Ben Olam Atzmo. Kedoshim to you. Why? Why? Why should we be holy? What's the purpose? What's the goal? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeich. Hashem says, be holy because I'm holy. So what's the goal? What's the goal? Being holy is not the goal. It says key, because. What's the goal? Because Hashem is holy. The goal is connecting to Hashem. Hashem is reality. Connecting to the reality of Hashem is what it's all about. That's why we were created. That's the gift of life that Hashem gave us. The ability to connect to Him. Straight out in the Pasuk. Be holy because I'm holy. All of these mitzvahs. Ben Olam Chavero. Kamocha. Vesilas Yesharim says, Kamocha Mamish. Love others like yourself. No less. Vesilas Yesharim says, no less. No less than yourself. Care about everyone the way you care about yourself. Don't hate. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeich. You can bring yourself up to the level where you're like Hashem, connected with Him. And that is the greatest experience you can possibly achieve. You can feel like Hashem. Because you become part of Him. This is what the Torah is offering. This is what Hashem offers us. This is what He created us for. Silas Hashem says in Derech Hashem, Lutzato, Hashem created to give, but to give has to be what is appropriate for Hashem to give. To give on His level, There's only one thing he could possibly give that could be considered giving by his standards, and that's to give himself. To give us the ability to bring ourselves up till we are, we become part of him. We're connected to him. That's what all these mitzvahs are about. Yes, Yishimo Vavav Tiro. Bishop Sosai Tishmon. Whether it's behaving properly towards parents or keeping Shabbos, what does one have to do with the other? They're all different components. They're all different components in connecting to Hashem, in elevating yourself till you're all the way up there. This pasuk is telling us what is the underlying reason for every mitzvah. This is another way you connect to Hashem. Yes, and the Sifas Yisharim tells us a Jew lives with this one goal in mind in everything he does. Every time you're in any situation, you ask yourself, what should I be doing? The choice is between something that brings you closer to Hashem or distances you from him. The choice is to come close. You live with that mindset of getting rid of every bit of negativity within myself, every character flaw, every shortcoming. Because every one of them is another wall that separates between us and Hashem. Every mitzvah is another opportunity to break another wall. Bring us closer and closer. Torah makes it very clear. The purpose is Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The purpose in everything. You know, the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav, to emulate Hashem, is primarily applied to, we have two sets of halachas, applied to either Ben Adam L'Chavero, to man and man, or as the Rambam puts it, Midos in general, which is another Gemara. But here the Torah is telling us that it's everything. The whole spectrum of mitzvahs. Everything. Everything is a matter of being like Hashem. Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim, elevated. Elevated. Above the world of physicality and instinct. That's not what Hashem is made of. That's it. It's simple. This parsha includes so many different kinds of mitzvahs. The totality of all mitzvahs is Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Be bigger. Exalted, different, different for most of humanity who lives the world of instinct? In Parshas Achrimos, the Parsha of Arias, immorality is introduced with the umbrella sort of the prohibition that covers it all. B'chukosehem lo selechu. Don't follow their chukim, their laws. Doesn't literally mean laws on the books. It's laws as in the laws of nature. What makes the rest of humanity tick? Instinct. Chukosehem. The laws of nature. The way humanity works is instinct. And the Torah tells us, no, b'chukosehem lo selechu. Not like the Egyptians, not like the Canaanites. Kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. The alternative is being holy. Above instinct. Living by divine wisdom. Thinking the way Hashem does. Being elevated. Instead of being connected to the instinct, be connected to the Almighty. And that's the goal. That's what we're here for. The true experience of life, which is the greatest gift anyone could possibly give. It's a gift on the level of the Creator. Is to be connected to Him. There's no greater pleasure. No more pleasurable lifestyle. No more meaningful lifestyle. Nothing comes close. Zemsil Sesharim says, and everything else is vanity, illusion. Ultimately has nothing to offer. One goal in our entire lifestyle as Jews. Kdoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Elevate yourself. Connect with the Almighty. That's the goal. And every step of the way you feel it. If you understand what you're doing, then every mitzvah takes you there. Every battle with your instinct. Every time you win. Or may I say, every time you bother fighting. You feel it. You feel it here. It's not just a promise for the world to come. You feel it. You feel the growth. You feel the pleasure. You feel this is the real you. This is the Tzelem Elokim that the human being really is. The alternative the garbage may be fun, but who wants to live there? And you know it. Few people are happy being there. They just don't know how to get out of there. Most don't even know it's possible. Kedoshim tihyu. Ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's all of Torah, all of mitzvahs. It's the greatest. Go for it and share it. Go for it and share this secret with everyone. How many Jews know what it's about? How many Jews know what Kedusha means? How many Jews know what the goal is? But most people have felt it and tasted it without even realizing it. And if you can only get them in touch with those few experiences, they'll know what you're talking about. Everyone's had those moments where they went past instinct. They stood up for something they knew was right. They know what that felt like. You got to remind them and let them know that your whole life can be like that. And that's life in this world, where we have our instincts that confuse us and certainly sheds light on what the world to come is all about. The connection without instinct. The connection without any pull back to the garbage. That's the greatest. So let's be holy. Let's enjoy. Let's get the most out of life. Let's connect to the Creator. And give everyone else the opportunity to do the same. Because they probably never heard about this.